Kwazwai, muri eZimbabwe, yebo, mthokazo muhle eZimbabwe, muhle ndinomgamchira emchirongo chelu chebechidiki, uhlelo The Connection lelami uMike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe, muhle to The Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Today is Tuesday the 29th of October 2019, nangu October seambile bafetsu, and I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe muhle ndinomgamchira emchirongo chelu chebechidiki uhlelo The Connection lelami uMike Hove. And today is Tuesday the 29th of October 2019. Yesho, the year is gone. Nangu 2019 usahambile, useyaphela ngempela. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on the current state of the Zimbabwean economy. According to the International Monetary Fund, IMF, the Zimbabwean inflation rate was at 300%. Nyaphinda njalo. 300% in August, and as we speak, the unofficial unemployment rate is at over 90%. We should eneng labantu ezelizweni abasebenzi within the formal sector. With the price of fuel constantly increasing, which it did again today, country experiencing a cash shortage, the price of goods constantly changing, the unemployment rate being at over 90%, one has to ask themselves, ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo vechidiki, the youth of the nation, varikurarama sei, baphila njani elizweni, how are the youth surviving in the nation? So tonight I look to hear from you guys, nina mzulukanda mthwakazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle kuti mpinde mchirongwa mutiudze kuti imi vechidiki murikurarama sei, titarisa nyaya yekuti munyika mari irikungorasa value, munyika hamuna mabasa, munyika mari haisi kubatika, munyika fuel irikuendera mberi ichingokwira. So I look to hear from you, Zimbabwe muhle, especially the nation's youth, ukuthi libona njani udaba lokhona egodwini namhla. But first, before we head over to tonight's discussion, let's head over to some breaking news. The Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, ERBZ, today announced that they will be introducing a new currency, which will comprise of $2 coins and $5 notes as it attempts to address the cash crisis while stabilizing the exchange rate. VOA's Godwin Mangujika caught up with ERBZ Governor Dr. John Mangujika, who had this to say. Take a listen.
Kusa mare itsva kuma banks kuti yosangana muchete nema bond notes zvinofamba zvangu zvakafanana zvangu fanana ikara yacho yese chekuti pakapanganzi bond pakapanga pasa bond panga kwamozi pakugura chete zvakafanana otherwise kusa mare kuma banks yema coins ma $2 ma pen paper nema $5 kuda ukisha zvekuti izvo inflation vakura kwete asi kuti munhu ongane mari yake mubank unogona kudraw otora iri cash kana kuti aite ma transfers kana kuti aite ma plastic money kana kuti aite micro cash. Zvakanaka nekuti zvima price anobva adzikawo pasi zvino kuti amwani anhu aite basa kutengesa chii mari izvi NPC yaichitumwa zvikona izvozvo. Chechipiri chabude imomo nechekuti izvo tiri kuti mainterbank market yedu afambe zvakanaka zvava izvo kuti tiri kuti tiise mari foreign currency kuma banks tinotengesa kuma banks at auction price ndokuti chii zvava zvakanaka kuma banks ko.
Well, you heard it for yourselves. Zimbabwe muhle lemzwile ERBZ Governor Dr. John Mangujika esithi kule mali entsha ebuyayo ama $2 coins ama $5 notes kuthiwa ibona njenge ERBZ they're looking towards stabilizing exchange rate njalo bakhangela ukuthi izasiza abantu umphakathi ilizwe lonke jikelele nxa sisixoxisana ngendaba zokuthi imali ayisabambeki elizweni. However, whilst on the same discussion on the state of the economy, Zimbabwe muhle, the fuel prices went up once again. I mentioned it earlier on. This is a move that economists say it's going to drive the prices of everything else up once again. Now, this is a notion that the nation's youth are not happy about. They've never appreciated it. VOA's Columbus Mavunga, a couple of months ago, caught up with some youth who had this to say. Take a look.
Huh? chingwa chiri kutatendura apa chiri apa inini ndiri kutambira mari kana ndotemba chii ndiri kutambira ini na ndiri kwanza wana kana mari kuti ndikwanza kutenga chingwa everyday $10 ndiri kutambira toyo kuti $50
Things are going down for every day. The fuel is going up. The prices are going up because the fuel is going up.
That well, those were some youths that VOA's Columbus Mavunga caught up with over time. Now, in August, Mavunga once again caught up with some youth as he did another report of how the economy is affecting the nation's youth. Let's take a look.
This 16-year-old says she has been working as a vendor since her mother died 2 years ago, forcing her to drop out of school. She lives with her 22-year-old sister and earns about $5 a day from her sales.
I do not want to sell stuff here, but I thought I could not force my dad to pay my school fees as he is no longer employed. He is even failing to pay fees for my 12-year-old brother, which I am now doing. I hope my brother makes it in life.
Zimbabwe's Health and Child Welfare Minister Obadiah Moyo says the government is working with organizations like UNICEF and charities like Childline to help poor children. Childline says it has seen more children being forced to work as Zimbabwe's economy deteriorates.
But now with the economic challenge, you can imagine in one community where a child has to go and sell Maputi, for instance, and they don't bring back any income because nobody bought from them. Then the parent will then reward those who sold with food. And the one who didn't sell, because you didn't bring any money home, so how do you expect to eat? So we're now engaging with parents that you shouldn't punish children by withdrawing food.
In Zimbabwe now, fewer children are able to go to school. Many are like this young girl who has to work to help support her 12-year-old brother and her unemployed father. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare.
All right, that was Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, who reported from Harare. Limbonulo onkazana omuntu ongisakhula ngempela. Very, very young girl, having to take to the streets. Yena, she is now a vendor trying to fend for her family. That is the topic of tonight. Zimbabwe muhle sifisa ukuzwa kini zilukandaba imi vechidiki. How are you surviving munyika? Mavako nao video yomo vechidiki. Nayo akati sezvo zvanetsa ndakuitawo basa rekutengesa mumigwagwa. So we're looking to hear from some vendors. We're looking to hear from some businessmen. We're looking to hear from everyday youth ukuti sizwe ukuti bona baphila njani elizweni. Kodwa lingakhohlwi earlier on I mentioned ukuthi RBZ governor Dr. John Mangujika usandu kushukuthi kuzaba kule mali icurrency entsha ezabe ibuya, but it's going to be equivalent to imali, the one that's already there. So uthi zulukandaba lingasabi ngoba it's going to be at the same rate as the bond, same rate as EcoCash and more. +12024650318 is the number to call if you're looking to join us. To call. That's my WhatsApp number, but if you're looking to call me, you can call me on +12024650318 and +12026192077. We're broadcasting live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency on 4930-13860 and 15460 kilohertz with short wave. And on the internet, Zimbabwe Moshe, as we speak, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voashona.com, www.voazimbabwe.com, and of course www.voandebele.com. So nalifisa ubukela kuhlelo lingasabi ukuya khona mthakazo omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle makathira chirongwa chini chebe chidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMichael.
Hey ta, hola, Davico, Hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchiro wangu. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at Big Mike 3, BigMyke3. At Big Mike 3 on Twitter and Instagram, if you're looking to speak to me, go to Linga Kotlu Wutsi Siasagaza on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele Njalogo, VOA Studio 7, Sagam Sakanga Nuku Share Chirongo, Linga Kotlu Share Utselo, Uze Sibugele Mwabune Nyebe Chukana Mchilopina Mchirongo, Mwakwanisa Unyura, number 09, Tokufundrai, Tokpinza Yunas, live Pamepo. Nukuna Utsuatu Tanga Kufaya, Wana Utsu Tanga Kuisa Ma Comment, Abantu Ngembeda Sebe Kadu Kufaga Ma Comments. Sibu Nukuta Abantu Batini Makatine Tua Matatu, Elliot Mandebele Uti, hi, watching from South Africa. Unjani pra Elliot Jurgu famba ere. U Vasco Utis kona lati msagazi. Gunjani, gunjani Vasco. U Elson Uti masura se mkoma maikoro. Ndiri kutera ndrugu mu Johannesburg kuriseko kujoza uko. Alon advisor namba anzi. Vanu tatambra vedue munyika mnama basa nzara ya pura. Chisero sezo mitengo yekujga iruta jugungo kwera. U Freddy Martin advisor namba anzi tifondre wo please. Aiwa mkoma Freddy tichakufondre rai. U Webster Uti vatanga vanu vaya mitengo ichabata denga. Nantu tabalo kone kutuini mtawaza mwushe, Zimbabwe mwushe. Asi, I yoked, I am my first guest. Onge na yogu shelo, umnumzana Usame Wadzai. Koma Samo, zuru fambe.
Ndiribo, zuri sei mwanaume wangu.
Aiwa, tribo, kuri sei kwa muriko.
Kutatarika kwa Gwadza, nika ya Gwadzai.
Tutanga panyaya yogu tanzu na Dr. John Manguchi, kaparuku ya Karen Sinyuan, murugu shutambira Usame.
Aiwa, dambudziko riripo kuti hatisi kudila nema fundamentals. Chii chiri kumboita kuti mari yedu ishaye simba. Chii chiri kumboita kuti vana veZimbabwe vasave netrust nemari dziri kunzwa. Nyaya yekuti izvozvo zvokuti mari dzinongounzwa pasina production economy, hapana chatiri kuproducer. Mari yedu haina kana simba takaikombeya nedzimwe mari dzekune dzimwe nyika. Ndanza vachiti vari ku vari kuti inenge chikuenderana as 1:1 nemabondi chingoshandirana pamwe chete. Taakukwanisa here kushandisa mari kana tiri kusouth Africa. For example, semunhu nyano anoita zveinformal trading. Ndinokwanisa here kungohodha nemari iri kuuya i ndo mibvunzo muhombe yatinoda kunzwisisa. Kana vachiti iri pa1:1 tinokwanisa here kubuda nayo kuenda kumesina nemabhondi wavo pamwe chete tichikwanisa kungohodha tichiunza mari tichiunza zvinhu zvedu zvatoda kutengesa. Maquestions iwayo haana kuanzika. Tangonzwa kungoti mari yakuunzwa kuda kuwedzera mari tinokwanisa kubudisa mari mumabhengi. Asi mari yayo yatinokwanisa kushandisa kune dzimwe nyika sezimbabwe ratagara tiziva remakore apfuura.
Tochibata nyaya yekuti imi I know kuti the executive director of sangano rine chinangwa chokubatsira vanhu vaita basa rokutengesa mumigwagwa. Today we're looking to talk towards the youth, and it seems as though more than 90% of the youth are working within the informal sector, and one of those being vendors. Now, how everything seems to be in tatters in the country when we're looking, when we're talking about the current state of the economy. How are the youth surviving?
Very difficult, my brother. We are in a very, very, very difficult situation. I mean, everything is not working. People are struggling to put together even a single meal a day. You have to have privilege to have such deals and stuff. So, I mean, the youth is an Arusambura effect. To just to get married in downtown, can I down the table, but you know, it's a very difficult thing to do. So, I mean, things are tight. I call upon my authorities to make sure that they correct the situation. They genuinely put in place policies, you know, interventions to correct the situation. This is getting out of hand, and people are very angry about what is happening. It's very important that we begin to see seriousness. Let's address my fundamentals as you look at the economy. Corruption, mismanagement, you know, looting that you are seeing on a daily basis, we don't report on a newspaper, and we are not seeing any action insofar as the government here, you know, is concerned in trying to deal with the corruption at Trukwa America. So, let's address the fundamentals. Mm-hmm. Let's engage my youth. Toda ukupinda my decision making processes. We've got problems that we have, you know, we are a very educated lot. We are there, we are ready to assist to correct the situation. But what are we having? We're having the government that is so adamant, so, you know, so arrogant. There's no effort whatsoever to engage the youth there. But we are saying we are there, we want to engage. Even decision, we are going to the streets to sell tomatoes, to sell airtime, so that we can look after our children. The commitment is that we really want to make things work. Mm-hmm. We don't want to go the violent route. We want things to work. So it's an opportunity for the government to realize that there is a committed citizen that is able, that is willing to come on the table and to assist in the, you know, correction of the challenges that we are facing at the moment.
Now, Nkoma Samo, you mentioned the issue of corruption. Some would argue government actually has tried, they're taking strides towards fixing the issue of corruption. Not so long ago, Tatina Minister Akasungwa, of course, she's out on bail. Is that not an initiative? You could have to Iwa, Urumenda is good to have a good time about what I'm saying.
No. We don't want piecemeal, you know, interventions, my brother. You know, corruption is too easy. Every day, upon a day, I don't know where in the newspaper in Zimbabwe, Risinga is Nanya, your corruption, you put so and so is being accused of corruption. But the question is, what has happened? And here are numbers from Jeremy and corruption. We are number one, actually, you have been found guilty and wasn't 10 years, you know, Mujeri because of corruption. No one, none. And the following day, we have got many, many, many examples. So we are saying, can I double blame your corruption in this country? Let's have people arrested and what you can't do, so that we set an example. Really, if you engage in corrupt activities, if you disturb the economy, you will be arrested and you will be convicted in China and you rot in jail. We want to see my examples as soon as I got the speaker. But it's not happening at the moment. Mm-hmm. What we are saying is that let it be not political gimmicking. Let it not be kufara wana me Zimbabwe. We know what Tazangwara Tutosia Zirguitika. Panemanu Arakuba and Varku protect the highest offices. The highest offices should be on the forefront of ensuring that lighter looting, lighter corruption, one of Variwa, Totos won out Iowa, Mupumida to Batu out of Variwa. My resembles are all and the one who got corruption to Romazio, and we expect those people to be arrested and truly be convicted of agenda major.
All right, regarding Bate Pamromo, Mkoma Samuel, Titange, and Dugunz, and them Terry, Wango Tanga, Arupina Nasum Churonga, and Bate Pamromo, and Zoga Pamrandis.
Thanks.
All right, Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Mnumzana Samo Wadzai. He is the executive director of an organization that targets towards ukuthuthukisa ikakhulukazi abantu abasakhulayo abakumsebenzi wokuthengisa emgwaqweni, ngesingizi sithi ama-vendors. Kodwa ngiyeza ukuthi nginomlaleli wokuqala ongenayo kuhlelo ndukuzondlela umthereri wokuthangara kuphinda mjirongo kakhola umthereri singenele kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Ngibani okhona ecingweni? Kola mtereri ariparo nare ndiani?
Hello.
Yebo mama, how are you?
I'm fine, magadizeni.
Aiwa tiripo ariparo nare apa ndiani?
Miss Madunge from Triangle.
Mrs. Ani?
Madunge from Triangle.
Oh, kuriseko Triangle, my Madunge.
Jambwane nzara mko.
Muri kurarama seiko munyika? Ndiro handikutobvunza munhu wese nhasi. Tiri kunzwa kuti zvinhu zvese zviri kungoenda kumawere. Nhasi fiyo yakwira.
Kungoona salary chingopinda mufoni wongotoignora because kushopu kwacho hakusi kutomboendeka.
Zvino ndiri kunzwa kuti mune mwana uyu ari kumashure. Muri kurarama sei? Mwana muri kumuprovhaidira sei?
Mwana? Tanzwa nekutowa kutodhadha matisheti ana baba chitopfekedza because mapamba acho achatengeke apa manepi rinotorwa na $50. Saka kuti azokutopfekedza hembe zvaimbeitwa kudhara kana mbuya nehanda zvese.
Zvino tiudzeiwo mai ndimuzvare here kana ndimai mandongi?
Ndimai madhinzi.
Mai madhinzi tiudzeiwo ka zvino nyaya yogadziriswa sei sezvo munhu wese tina vawadzai vari panhare navo vari kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Munhu wese aringopinda pachirongwa anenge ari mochema chema achiti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Zvino nyaya yacho inogadziriswa sei?
Kuzvigadzirisa mukoma titoshayiwo totozvigadzirisa sei.
Hamuna here chivimbo chekuti hurumende, nekuti hurumende iri kuti iri kutora matanho ekuzvigadzirisa?
Regai timbomira tionoti kana zvikagadziriswa tinokwanisa here kupinda muchitoro nokuti zvokwadi. Tawa nekutambura zvimwe zvongodawo muchimbozvionerawo, because kamukangwachita zvekutaura kudai nechingoti vanhu vekuzimbabwe vanondawana kutikumbira mari zvokare. Tombozvisa kuna mwari nekuhurumende kwacho timboiona, because izvozvi zvitupa takatendesa mwana wamai takatopasawo zvisingaiti, asi takangogadzika pasi madiploma nemadigiri.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa nhende mama.
Zvakanaka.
Alright, todzokera kuna vawadzai. Mukoma Samu muripo parunhare? Mukoma Samu? Manzwa muteereri ari kupinda muchirongwa hanzi madegree zvese tatoisa pasi nekuti hazvichabatsire. You're working with a mass amount of young people who have qualifications that are beyond ana doctor. Vakutoita basa rokuti nekuti zvinhu zvanetsa, regai ndipinde mumugwagwa ndombotengesawo ka airtime ndingoisawo kamari $2 muhomwe. I know that you know there's been so many reported cases where young people are going out there in the streets and they're selling, or they're not making money, they're not making ends meet. Now kana uchibuda mugwagwa iwe uri kutengesa matomati panapa, next door neighbor naye ari kutengesa matomati, mese mabuda end of day maita $1, vanhu vari kuzviitawo sei vechidiki, especially vechidiki? Tamboisawo video yeumwe wechidiki anga achiti ane 15 years akati baba ngavambomira nekuti basa vashaya, regai ndichibuda ini pache zvangu ndombosiya zvechikoro ndoenda ndonotengesa. Vanhu vari kuzviita seizvi.
And you know what is so disturbing? Ndezvekuti taita decision iyoyo kuti no, things are not working. Yes, I obtained a degree. Yes, I'm a holder of a master's degree. But because there is no formal, there is over 90% unemployment, 95% unemployment in formal job market. Taita decision, not let me go and join the informal sector. Would the same government, through my councils, iri kutiteerera matrics ichitora zvinhu zvatiri kutengesa, you know, vachideclare zvatiri kuita kutraya kurarama kwacho as illegal, kuti vending is illegal. How do you criminalize raramo yevanhu? Vanhu vadecide that no, let's go into the streets and try to survive. My youth are decide. Vaenda pachikona apekawo matomasi ake. But the same government is following us in the streets. They are confiscating our wealth. You know, they are coming, they are beating us people. And we're not raw, we're going to feed up, you know, people are trying, we're trying to survive. What do they want us to do? So that my first point, I still go back to the first point, is that Kanava failure, we have got a very educated, you know, youth population in this country with a lot of commitment to have things solved. Things I want my youth leaders in my positions, every time I back here, when I'm angry, I will work with them. Very funny decisions. But why say my positions? Every time I got to say the situation, because I mean people, they are committed. You know, it's our future that is at stake here. We are committed to contribute to the correction of the current situation. That's the first point. Then the second point is that we need to deal with the politics that is dominant. Very toxic. The guti winner takes everything. As you said, we need to unite the people. Electoral system yedu isusaisi kushanda. You have a population wakuti vamovano titunoda uju. Almost half-half. If you look at the outcome of the previous election, yangere half-half. But how do you have the same group or one group which is no riku represent the interests of one? Let's have everyone at your table tichipatsirana kugadzirisa machallenges atiri kusangana nawo munyika. Politics dzedu dziri toxic, politics dzedu dziri divisive, and we need people to get united to have their favorite vavane stake vachiuya patable vachibatsira you know, to correct my challenges that now. Then the last point is now, as long as the government is it has been consulting my citizens, that's not buying my citizens, that's my citizens, that's not confidence in my decisions that I'm going to Hapana chino buda. Chine deficit ye confidence in the government ye at the moment. Izvi zvizvandiva announce new current. But ukaterera matauriro ari kuita the majority yevanhu ndekuti hazvitomboshandi. Zvavaita hazvitomboshandi. Ava people don't have confidence nema policies ari kuitwa government because ari kuitwa muchikona muchivande, you know, vanhu vanongofuma vachingoti ndobva takutozvita izvi. Why are you doing it? Why are you not taking your people on board? Why not including your people, my policy, you know, changes are more quicker? The answer is zero. So, as long as what could have been, so make one day, personal, kutanga ba wana confidence, nema citizens. Zunzuna go fail. I can assure you, Maria va introduce her today, within the next month or so, ine ngongo fana na nema bondi, because vana wana confidence na yon, vana wacha reject ya. I mean, kutuewe zira udaro, niya the inflation, I'm not an economist, but jugo rupache na zaga ikiga previously, and we are almost likely to face the same situation.
Mhm. Aiwa rikaende kubate pamuromo nditoro umwe guest wangu arikupinda muchirongwa. Nhati kumbo kuti mbobatawo parunare tinzwa kuti guest wangu chipira noti Janet.
Okay.
All right, Zimbabwe muhle. That was Mnumzana Samo Wadzai. Kodwa ngeze kuti ngilomlaleli I here I have a call ecingweni. Khola mthere arikupinda muchirongwa ngubano call ecingweni. Khola
Felix.
Hey, Mkoma Felix, you're from there.
Ah, Muche, Mutora, Nezi, Marinita, eh?
Hongu, Tipe, Moundrain.
Minima, Onerangu, Snopana, who be Susu, Tipe, Mario, Kishandi. Mario, Kasashanda, one, or Kutambuka. Ivanhu vari munyika, vanhu vari mugovernment havape vakatambudzika nekushaika kwemari, ivo zvese vanozviwana. Saka isusu tisiri mugovernment, hatitraye kutsvaga dzimwe nzira dzekuti tinoenda nekunze kwegovernment kuti zvinhu zvifenze. Muenzaniso wandingapendewe kuti vanhu vanotsvaga ma 30% vaivai. I don't collect a cash, eco cash. My percentage, second hand, and this is the address. Would have one in my future. Don't know when I'm charged what percentage if I can't. When I said I would change, who my person of the cruise the only, who shall be cut, who suffered in my church. There is a chimney comes in my future. You know, I could be a man who had more hafanana nehurumende yavari kushora vane makaro saka hakuna kwatinoenda kana mumwe munhu achiti iyewo akabira munhu 30% kuno ugogo koshora gavhumeni inini muchiita zvakafanana
aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka Mukoma Felix ndinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa handesi
maita basa mvura yanetsa paHarare apo ndakabvapo ngava yavo nezvekuita because I remember vamudzuri vakambotaura nezvemvura kuna ye-2000 which means it is hurumende yetu iri 19 years behind panyaya dzemvura idzi dambudziko iroro dai vakagadzira dhemu raitaurwa muna 2000 tisina dambudziko remvura muHarare
aiwa Mukoma Felix takunzwa zvakanaka regai titoro vamwe vateereri vanoda kupinda muchirongwa handesi All right, Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Felix Mlaliwe too. Yeah, he's in Zimbabwe. Yeah, he highlighted a lot of things. In Teokala, he came in and he was firing at the new currency that has come in. Felix says, Abantu must make this currency work. Utsa Zulugandaba, please, let's make it work. Utsa, yenu hulumende, if we can't make it work, tina njenga zalanda ze Zimbabwe, kumele sibone ukuthi into le ingasebenza njani. Uphinde waphatha udaba mayelana ngeconfidence, ukuthi abantu should be confident in the money. Uphinde waphatha udaba njalo udaba lwama price controls, esithi hayi, inkohlakalo, abantu, please, whoa. Stop it. But as we know, we get to our most people and get our I hear I have perseverance in your team. Manyati Unyanisis.
Njani?
Hayi ngiyaphila, wena unjani?
Hayi, siphilile. If you'd like to make a call,
ngibona ngani kulomuntu. Okay, usakhona ecingweni sisi?
Yeah,
ah, okay, bengicabanga ukuthi nguwo drop leyo. Right, udaba lukhona egodwini uluzile sisi. First question I guess I want to hear from you is namhla vele sivuke another decision made by uhulumende bathi bazalethi kule currency entsha ebuyayo. Nina njengabantu abasakhulayo ikakhulukazi abaphila kobulawayo, likuthatha njani lokho?
Sivile sivi i-currency le entsha ebuyayo, kodwa okuyisimanga ukuthi u-affecta ama-youth ikakhulu ngoba akula jinjo oluzayenzakala. Njalo siyafisa ukuthi mhlawumbe ngabe ama-youth ayaphiwa ama-income generating projects, izimali bafundwe, kwenze ukuthi labo babe part and parcel of i-economy yena le.
Now, you heard umnumzana uFelix engena kuhlelo, and the first thing he highlighted was abantu should be confident in the money. Do you not feel like that's an important part of making the money work?
Yes, confidence iyadingakala kakhulukazi. Njalo lokuthi siyamukele.
Yeah. Hayi, siyakuzwa ma. Right, so asizweni ke awusitshele ke kuhlelo okwamanje silo umnumzana uSamuel Watsayi, yena he works with young people who are vendors elizweni. Bengimbuza because khanya ngani akule nto esebenzayo elizweni, umnotho welizwe ulokhu ukuqhubekela phambili day by day ugugudeka. Wena njengomuntu osebenzayo labantu abasakhulayo, awungitsheleke ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo ikakhulukazi kobulawayo baphila njani?
Abantu abasakhulayo ikakhuluma ngikhayele ku-girl child balama problems, inkinga ezikhona ongangukuthi kulama early marriages ngenxa yesimo somnotho, they are forced ukuthi banjani bangene kuma early marriages, le prostitution, so konke khona lokho le crime kuyabayenza ingani babe balulazeki entweni ezinjalo. Yes.
Vela, I was just about to ask ukuthi yona isimo somnotho njengoba siqhubekela phambili sigugudeka and imisebenzi elizweni akula, eningi labantu baku-informal sector, how is this affecting i-crime rate?
Siyacela ukuthi mhlawumbe ngabe i-government or i-private sector, ama-stakeholders angenele ekupheni ama-youth okungama-projects, ufunda izimali ukuthi mhlawumbe laba baziqalele okwako kokwenza okungezandla, kusebenza imisebenzi yezandla.
Hayi, wathi ngikubamba umlomo kancane manyathi ngithatha omunye umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo and then I'll come back to you, angathi.
Ngiyabonga.
Right, Zimbabwe Mushi, that was Perseverance Nyathi. She is a member of the Bulawayo Residents Association. Bulawayo, obviously. Asi, ngachwone kutu vanu, warukuti chiko pa social media and then tutorial umuwe guest arukupi na mchirongwa. Mkoma webstands, watanga vanu vaya mtengo ichabata denga. Demshi mukariri avati twabam. Twabam mkoma Demshi. Anzi na Ignatius Murisei wa Shamarere Studio 7 pangwene wa tereri kumatirika. Anzi kwa Muriko Kondino Ndrukonai ndripa. Anzi pa Mozambique. Bondia Ignatius, bondia. Nika aruti Pretoria, anza hapana chino vapa new currency. Anza hapana chino kubuda. Paone vati kwazwai Big Mike, I'm watching you pa Studio 7 Live Talk. Now ndripa Lanseria Airport ku South Africa. Kuraone nya kwa mgele abushelo. Finos vati watching you from Victoria Falls, Zimbabwe. But Finos, unjani, uchimi, uti, nifuandre wa mkoma. Aywa, vaisa number, tisha kufuandre wa mkoma msaj ke. Umati ndiku uti new currency, aisha andika na kusina mabasa. Yanzi, na yo futu aripa Mozambique, memorial uungwa, anzi, nibate wa nasi, please. Nibate wa ndipo fungwa zangu aliku South Africa. Kaisiko, munsanga, anzi, new currency, .. Good idea. Aywa, Zimbabwe Omuhle, nantu tabulu kone kutwini, asizweni ukuthi abantu bathini ekhasini lethu ele VOA Ndebele. Ku VOA Ndebele kulo mnumzana Mathema uthi hello, futhi Mathema unjani, uClemens uthi ngilalele ngikhonapha eGoli kwele South Africa, ukuthi ngizwe ukuthiwa imali entsha iyeza. Ngempela lokhu kuliqiniso, earlier on we played ibite eka-RBZ direct governor Dr. John Mangujka esesithi yebo ngempela imali entsha iyeza kodwa izaba 1 to 1 nebon note ukuthi akuzabuya ngama $2 coins njalo ama $5 notes sitshele umbono wenu emalana ngo double connectedini namhlanje thwakaza omuhle +12024650318 WhatsApp lakho njalo ukuxhuma live ecincweni ku +12026192077 but let me head over to my other guest ongenayo kuhlelo arikuthi joiner nasi ngijongwa variku ikoko ku Zimbabwe ku Harare. Right, ongenayo kuhlelo tizozi ndiyana ari popa rinare. Kola kola mterere ari pa rinare ndiyana.
Hai, Tawanda Chikosi.
Mkoma Tawanda, zuru fambe.
Mwishe mkoma Mike, how's everything going?
Hai, wa, bo, moto tu zae mi kwa muri ku Zimbabwe koko.
Ah, ku Zimbabwe tulukungwa shingirira mkoma.
Dota ndaka mkoma, ndaka
uko. Shingirira na ukura mberi ya.
Ndaka wana kazwa baka posta pa Facebook mujiti mazovura ka bureau de change saka totaka toti makorokoto amshop.
Ai waso na kutenda mwari.
Ngoma nyairi mo mgango nasi ndikurukura nevechidiki vanita mabasa akasiyana siyana. Vazhinji varikuchema vachiti mamiro akaita upfumi hwenyika haasi wafadza zvechokwadi hanzi munyika muna mabasa 90% varikushanda muinformal sector. Imi seumwe wevechidiki anenge ari kubudirirawo ari kuitawo zviri zvinodadisa tiudzeiwo maondero venyu pamusoro penyaya yatinayo nasi.
Munoziva zvishuwa mukoma Mike. The reality iri background ndeyekuti zvishuwa zvinhu is not so good. Particularly for the young people. Nekuda kwekuti ma expectations vekomana nevasikana vechidiki tichikura nezvatinenge tichitarisirawo kuti nyika iti provide particularly our homeland hazvisiri izvo zvatirikuita se zvatirikuwana. But I think one of the major issues there is I would like to come from a very controversial point of view, a very contrarian way of looking at things. I think one of the major challenges there actually now in the equity, we are not trained for this kind of an economy. We are not educated for this kind of an economy. Isusu takango kura tiri in an economic or an educational system ya itarisira kuti tizo kwanisa kuthrive nekubudirira kana zvinhu zvese zviri normal. But now because we suddenly face ourselves with a very abnormal situation, we are neither equipped nor educated for this kind of an environment. Hence the greater challenges we now have takajaira kuda kunge tiri within the formal sector. Maskills edu, education edu, zvese zvaiitika growing up, even our own upbringing within our parents and our societal structure, ndeyekuti tikwanise kupfuurira mberi in an economy iri stable where things are okay, which is formal. But now, all of a sudden, we find ourselves in a very informal economy where a different set of skills are required and we have none. Or it's just a very fraction of our youth population that have got skills and are not thriving within the informal sector. So I think those challenges will be at T9. The reason, Pepe and Nanchiti, I will come up with a very controversial factor. Meaning, I was convinced at a tender age, kuti, there is what we call the 80-20 rule. And then, ndaka funga kuti zvinoshanda zvakanyanya, especially helping young people, patavi zvizvi, the economy that we have, because the responsibility to either make our success or failure in this environment lies mostly entirely with us. So the 80-20 rule says, 80%, your success, 80% is determined by you. Then 20% is attributable to the environment. Zimbabwe is only contributing to only 20% of either success or failure of each and every one of us. The reason being, how we respond to that environment, to that 20% contribution, those may basa stere kukupura what the environment is throwing at us. So if issues akawanda for a lot of young people, it's easy to continually complain. Tichinongedzera economy, tichinongedzera ma leaders, tichinongedzera which is quite true, and the things could be done better. But at the same time, That's the reality on the ground. Mm-hmm. Every day you have to wake up, you have to survive, you have to plan for a future. Environment that haters say you in. So it then lies back to us as young people to say, okay, this is what we have. This is the card we have been dealt. And listen, if everything goes normal to 2023, it's up to us here. You know, to actually think, okay, now that's the environment, how do we thrive? How do we survive? How do we plan for a future? It's like a shift on us more than it is happening in the economy or in the environment. So I think I'm throwing out a challenge to young people out there to say, guys, look, Zuripa ground, no reality report, and it may take a lot of time. Could it change? And as it changes, there is no guarantee of it changes. It could change for the positive. It could remain the same, or it could even get worse. No one knows. There are no guarantees for change that comes in the future. Mm-hmm. So I think Chinchaganya culture is to focus on ourselves. Are we equipped? Are we skilled enough? Do we need new skills? There is difference. You know, once we thrive in this environment. Let me give you an example, Mkoma Mike, and there are some other people who are listening. Magambo zvona here kuti informal sector ya tiri izvezvi vanhu vanogona basa remaoko they thrive better. Say my mechanic, I find my mechanic doing much better than vanhu vakaita degree accounting. You may find vanhu vanoita my carpenters, my shop fitters, you know, my welders, people who can do practical stuff, you know, they are thriving a little bit better than vanhu vane more of the intellectual stuff. So there may be a need to upskill yourselves or to learn new skills or to upgrade, you know, the kind of education we have that is now relevant to the sector. You're informal.
And then I'll come back to you because there's another question that seems to be boiling that I'd love to hear your take on. Andit.
Sure.
All right. Zimbabwe motion is up to Nilomunyu Mlalelo Ngenayo Kuhlelo. Kola Mthereri. Arparna Ndiyan.
Hello.
Yebo, puti unjani?
Ndivinani, magadino.
Aywa, tinani, aripano nare ndiani?
Ndivini ya Simango.
Va Simango, how are you, Mr. Simango?
Ndivinani, hango, magadino, muruku.
Ndizo, zozo, muruku, fundra, muruku, pi?
Ndivu, chikondezi.
Aha. Right, saka baba tuzeo, maundre nyupa msoro penya yeti na yona. Nastriku, tema nyaya mbiri, nyaya kutanga. Anzi na RBZ governor Dr. John Manguji kaparuku ya mari nyuan. Kuna watere wapindo wakati amana we should be confident. Mune mari edu tuono utumari ino kwa nisa kushanda. Nya HPR ndugula uzo. Kune wanu wechitiki wese warugula rama mzibabu. Kuti warugula rama sei sezo mamiru akaita upumi wenyika na kumira moshe. To ngati nzo yutu noti.
Chopa di haidu kubo chindira wapa neva taura hawa kutu. Mare hongo waka zira hawa ino buda. Rakanangana ne magariro ne mashimishando ne marodi ne makliniki azina zvinobetsera kungounza mare vanhu takagara tiri mukati mwezvara izara hombe inode zvaita kuti vamunangagwa vabvume kutaurana nemukomana vawirirane ndiwo kuti tigare zvakanaka ono kushanda toenda pamabasa mabasa muno mamuna vanhu vagara Vashoma vari kutoshanda vavo vari kutobudawo baba basani vokuda kukushaipa kwemari mari yavo haichatengi hatina zvitinoshandira kwakugara kuende kudzimba kwaone mhuri kotonetsa nekuda kwemabhazi
tora matanho aripo ekugadzirisa mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika mungati nazvo muri kubvumirana nawe
kupedza nguva kukavirana tese iwo nesu ndokuti zviro zvinaki Inono kuti ukazvitaura uri pachena watenda. Ukazvitaura uri pachena watenda azvishandi.
Aiwa takunzai zvakanaka vasimango tinotenda zvikuru nokupinda muchirongo angeti.
Ndinobongawo mabodi bata nasi.
Chirongo ndechenyu baba mudzoke next week.
Zvakanaka.
Right, Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Mnumzana Sema Ngo, uthi abantu kumele bakhulumisane so that they make it work. Asibone ukuthi abantu bathini. Ekhathini lethwele VOA Studio 7. Hanze na memorial hungwe, ndibathe wo nasi, please, ndibathe wo, ndipe wo fungwa zangu, baisa namba yake, aiwa, ndatawara na producer, tuono kutu anukwazisa kufondra here. Paul Maposa Ruta, Hanze, watching you from Mutare, kuruseko kwa Mutare uko. Hanze, na Morris, people should be confident in the new currency for it to work. Most important part. Hanze na Rashford, it's going to be backed by what Zim dollar. Asi ndukuzo ondine umu wa mtere, nyezo kutu nilomu nyumlale longe na ugushelo. Kola kola mtere arupinda pachurongwa ukonekti mwenye mbae.
Hey, hello.
Yes, papa. Zuru famba.
Faka hii, papa. Marwazo.
Murukto pinda ni energy ya kato damba. Mjala zukto ratizota. Ayu, waasu na umiramushi.
Kutoni tachaku chaiku ni mamira za kaita sili chidiki.
Tiu zeo maondre nyumkoma trust.
Njiguona pane panambona ngu pa news pa hapa njizi pazikari kutira kano kwa saka introduce ya tingati new currency pa churungu
uongu tato muisa uka clip ka RBZ governor Dr. John Mangujika wa chinyatu tsanangura kushule chokwadi paruku ya currency nyowani inechinangwa cheku batira nyaye cash crisis uyeze ku stabilize exchange rate ya pa interbank.
Ya nchanduri kuona shafana na nemoto unobira kuti moto uyu urikubira bati vanhu varuda ndo dzimane petro kana kuti diesel kana parafini saka handingaoni ichi mafungira angu handingaoni kuti kubudisa nyukarenzira ingakwanisa kugadzi kuti zviupfumi hwenyika hugadzikana. Ati zvinokwanisa kutozopedzera zvawedzera zvatowedzera kuti zvatipinza mumatambudziko seichidiki mangwana zvinourayira mangwana redu uyezve zvichauraya futi vamwe vasati vazvarwa vari kuteera futi pane ramangwana ravo nokuti upfumi hukangoera hwafa zvinoreva kuti munyika medu hatisisina indastry mabasa akusisini.
Aiwa takunzwai mukoma trust tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchiro wangwa. Mudzoka next week, andis?
Ya, ndinotenda.
Right, Zimbabwe Muhle, asifone mutabantu vatsini kukhasi letu, LVOA Ndebele, unesisa tube kuti unjani msakazi, imali leyo ebo yayo, yi real money or yi paper nje, ukuthi uyavuka inisela i-value, hayi? Sizabona ngokuhambisana kwesikhathi nesisa kodwa yena u-RBZ the governor uthi hayi ule themba lokuthi it's going to work it must work namazwi ka vice president u-general Chiwenga. Kodwa let's go back to umnumzana vachikori mkoma tawanda zvirupa muchiri popari nare. Right, you're also besides opening the bureau de change you're also a tech entrepreneur, that's correct?
That is correct, sir.
Now, as an entrepreneur, how are you taking in the announcements made in by the RBZ governor saying that, well, there's going to be a new currency coming soon? How is that something that you entrepreneurs are taking in?
It's very difficult to think that any difference, really, with what's already there, because what we're already using is some form of surrogate currency. So I don't see much of a difference anyway, because all when you start speaking of currency, you also need to start speaking of the fundamental, you know, economic principles that need to be in place for there to be a strong introduction of a strong currency or introduce stability of an introduced currency. So we still don't have or we still don't see the same fundamentals that need to be there. Even the current finance minister, before he became finance minister, these are some of the things that he alluded to. He was actually in opposition to the introduction of a new currency before all the economic fundamental, you know, mentors have been made or put in place, only to see them introducing another, you know, form of surrogate currency and, you know, doing away with the multi currency regime before the fundamentals have been put in place. So at the end of the day, we now have a result of a very highly devalued currency, which is currently operating now in some terms referred to as a surrogate currency. But it's one and the same thing, really. You know, a new currency is just a different way of speaking of the same thing. That's the view, the now, practical view of how we look at it.
Ngoba tawanda tichitarisa nyaya yekuti nyaya mari munyika haisi kubatika, that's why the RBZ governor is saying vari kuunza currency nyuan kuti nyatsogadzirisa nyaya ema challenges ari kutarisana nevanhu patotarisa nyaya yecash. One, mari haisi kubatika, uyezve foreign currency yacho zvekare haisi kubatika. Where do you guys, for example, people like you who are now opening Bureau de Changes, fit into this whole system towards, I guess, attempting to fix it?
Okay. Foreign currency, I scuba chica, performer market,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
So that's
the but in Mulan, mm-hmm. you see, if you look at the my foreign currency inflows in Zimbabwe, you may be surprised to learn that maybe diaspora remittances are probably the largest foreign currency source for the country.
Mm-hmm.
So meaning to say, mari inevanhu, you know, people get money from their, you know, relatives out there in, outside the country, but because they don't have faith in the banking system because of what has happened before,
mm-hmm.
they keep mari yavo kuzimba, they keep the money on them, and they change it as and when they want to use it. So they are not putting it into the formal sector, into the banking sector, which allows it to circulate within the economy. Because once you put it in there, you have got no guarantee. Actually, the guarantee that you have, you might not see it again
mm-hmm.
in the form
Yawaisa. Mm-hmm.
So people prefer to then just keep it because they don't trust the system.
Mm-hmm.
So I informal market, but informal market, like in the hands of the individuals, and they would, if the Beirut changes, that offering rates are, you know, favorable or are competitive to what is being offered on the black market. People come and change Mariabo because at the end of the day, they want to buy goods and services for them to be able to survive. So one for not to change Mario, you know, and then get the local contingent, or whatever they need to pay in the local currency.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to put an argument that one when I'm married.
I worry, guys, you joke. See, Mkoma Samo, Vanoti, Nema Undreng. Mkoma Samo, Muchiripo Parnare. Mkoma Samo, Wazai, Muchiripo Parnare. Oh, and Gunzo, Mkoma Samo, Wadropa. As the news, Umanyati, and Utin, whatever. Okay. What in Kalim Tatum Laleli, and then in Zahamba, Gu Manyati. Gunzo, and them Terry, Kola Kolam Terry, Ongana Ushelo, Arparnare.
Yebo kunjani?
Niyaphila mama wena unjani?
Niyaphila.
Mbani oconnect ngwena?
Caroline.
How mama oy unjani?
Niyaphila unjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila kunjani kwele South Africa?
Nayi ku right.
Nantu daba lukhona kudwini mama, awusitshela umbono wakho. U-RBZ governor uthi hayi kule mali entsha ezayo. Wena uthini ngalokho?
Maya manga mhlaza tejoko lawo. Yiphi leyo mali ezayo? Izanceda ngani leyo mali?
Bathi bona
imali yimali or libhondi lona leli iphephe lingalancedo elingaphumeli kwamayamazwe.
Manje mamoyo kuzasebenza njani njengoba abantu bangamthembi uhulumeni?
Vele kasimthembi uhulumeni anti uyadla yena le muli zakhe bayasutha thina siyadubela. Vena ngeke size simthembi. Kahle kahle vele nanga kwa kahlale phansi akayekela che phansi. Or else nxa kusehlula kuyabe hlula ukuthi lizwe le phela amazwe lawo mabili vele kuyabe hlula ukuthi bavuze. Selafi lizwe elalilihle ilizwe elaliyisiphala seAfrica yonke jikelele. Namhlanje sesiyinhleki sebantwini bonke. Usuzu sesaba lokuthi ukhulume utshela abantu ukuthi wena ubuye eZimbabwe. Ngeqiniso vele kuyayangisa kabayekele bechiye phansi. Akambe umnotho wonke lo ogcwele elizweni uyangaphi?
Uke wakhuluma labantu abasakhulayo abaphila eZimbabwe na?
Abaphila eZimbabwe bayadubeka. Bayadubeka. I was talking to uSisi wami engitshela ukuthi ungkhona ngelanga uthenga ama-light $100 awalast lelanga elilodwa. Kuyini khona lokho shuwa? $100.
Manje njengoba isimo somnotho silokhu siqhubekela phambili sigugudeka, i-$100 uyithola kuphi uSisi?
yikho phela engikutsho khona lokhu ukuthi uyazisebenza uyazama ukuthi azisebenzi kodwa leyo mali vele ayisayenzi lutho
hayi siyakuzwa
ayisayenzi lutho kambe akungitshela ukuthi ongikhona ngapha mina futhi inye into emalisa kakhulu ukuthi khona thina abantu kodwa siyadubeka just like kuthange laphana kuyenzwa nge-Friday kuze kwenziwe i-demo liyane eyokuthiwa khona kakukhutshwa ama-sanctions abantu begcwele e-stadium bethengelwe okungama-pieces kwenyama konkeni okungama-pieces kwenyama kuyimalini i-stadium sonke sonisiyana kuthengwe ngemalini kwehluleka ukuthi kuthengelwe abantu imithi ezibe khona bona bayakwazi ukuthi nxa bengagula bahamba emazweni thina ke izihlobo zethu esingakwanisi lokuthi konkona zichaphe ziye emazweni ngokushwela i-passport ukuthi konkona kulaphepha lokwenza i-passport
hayi
bazaphila bona bodwa izihlobo sesifelwe ngabazali sesifelwe ngabangani phezu kwalokho abazali bethu lezihlobo zethu labangani bethu bafa ngegugu round namhlanje sebeqedwa yiyo le gugu round kamnangagwa ayiletha indirectly ukuthi abantu bengayiboni
hayi siyakuzwa mamoyo ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo isikhathi esesidliwa ngoya
Yeah,
Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Caroline Moyo, one of our callers who usually calls us from South Africa. Hi, yena, she highlighted one central thing, Aram Tembi, Aiwa, Urubende, and I don't trust you. Regaiti ele kuna muswari nyati tunzo kutuwa no ti, besi sahamba kukumza na utawanda besi sikubushelo. Manyati, usakone nchimene?
Usakone.
Awusinikeza amazwi akho okugcina mama njengoba isikhathi sesiyo mangoya Hello
Khalele ukuthi yes ngikhona baba
yakuzwa
Yeah ngithi ngikhalele ukuthi ethi nga i-economy le ebuyayo lo imali le ebuyayo ngala iyathuthukisa ama youth ngoba ama youth vele thangani ahlala esimeni esibucayi
Hayi siyabonga manyathi
ngombe. Ngoba emuva sikhande phambili amayethi ayaffecteka ngazo zonke indlela.
Hayi ngakuzwa manyathi ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo.
Okay ngiyabonga mama.
Right, sikaithi dzokere kuna mkoma Tawanda topedzawo chirongwa chedu. Vachikosi muchiripo pari nare.
Sure.
Right, in I guess 2 minutes, one of the callers that just came in, confidence is on zero when we're talking about confidence in the government, confidence in the money itself, and it seems as though a lot of the comments that I'm reading, confidence is on a zero when we're talking about this new currency. As a young entrepreneur, as someone who's opening something that works along these currencies, what words would you give towards Zimbabweans to ensure that this thing works because it's for the better good of the nation?
So you mean to the government?
Yes, well, government and the people of Zimbabwe too.
I think to the government, what we would really say is that we need a bit of consistency. Trust is something that you earn. So because right now the government has pretty much lost the trust of the people, which is evident of the fact that people don't trust the system, don't want to put their money into the system, and some of the problems that we have are created as a result of that mistrust. So it's a fact that government should admit that they've lost the trust of the people, and then they then propose ways to say, look, let's be more transparent, let's be more consistent, let's not change policies overnight. You know, let's create a system where people can start to, learn to trust us and to, have, confidence in us again. But you have to work in partnership with the people for you to be able to achieve that. So I think that's an onerous task. The onus is on the government to achieve that. Then to the rest of the people or the citizenry, similar to people like myself, guys, the situation where we have to think outside the box, learn new skills so that we can survive and thrive, change the way we look at the environment or the way we have been taught to look at
All
the environment
right.
and then start to adjust. So that maybe we can survive a little bit better.
Vachikosi ngubanjiya jikanana tinotenda zvikuru. Thank you so much to everybody on geneleyo kuhlelo. Isikhathi sesiyokumangoyi. Tasvika kumagume echirongwa chedu chanhasi chinobhururuka chinomhara. Zimbabwe muhle anokoneka ine mfaro ndini Mike Hove. Bye bye.